This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You are listening to At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in tonight for George Sells. And I don't know if you've heard, but we're about ready to kick off football in St. Louis. You may say, what? Football? That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, the St. Louis Battlehawks are back. And they have a huge event that is getting ready to kick off on January 21st from noon until 3 over at the Armory. It is FanFest 2023 kickoff event, and we would like to welcome the Vice President of Football Operations, Mr. Brandon Williams, to join us today. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you doing tonight?
Man, I am football crazy, so I am super excited to talk about the Battlehawks, man. I'm sure you've got to be very excited about this event.
I'm super excited about it. It's always a good opportunity when we can get in front of our fans because, you know, the Battlehawks are the best football fans in the world. And so we're excited to bring this event to the Armory, which is a brand new space, which is a space that we like a lot. And so we're excited about it, and we just want to bring something that the fans can have fun.
So it's great because we're right on the heels of the winter warm-up with baseball. So we've got that all excitement that's getting kicked up. Then the Battlehawks are back. And the Battlehawks formerly had, from what I understand, the number one attendance numbers of anybody in the league. Isn't that right?
Yeah, in the 2020 iteration before COVID, they had some really good attendance numbers. I think they were averaging like 28,000 fans per game in the beginning. And so, quite honestly, we're not trying to recreate the wheel, Mike. We want to do the same thing and expand on it, you know. And so we're excited to get in front of these fans at the Armory 12-3, man. And we're going to bring in Coach Anthony Beck. We're going to bring in some surprise guest players as well so we can do some Q&A. We're going to sign some autographs, have some giveaways. And we want to pack that dome. We're to the top. Fill the dome.
Well, I know everybody is getting excited. They're really glad that the whole Battlehawk logo and everything stayed the same. Everybody is ready to get back out. It's good to have football back in St. Louis, and I think the fans are very excited about that opportunity. This is going to be great because, like you said, January 21st from noon to 3, it's at the Armory, the FanFest 2023 kickoff event. It's free, so it's free to the public. You can stop by. There's special seating and access for season ticket holders that are there. There's going to be a little bit of everything. Should people bring anything with them when they come down there?
I would say if you got some things that you may want to get signed, you may want to bring that down. But other than that, I mean, just bring a positive attitude. Be ready to yell and scream a lot because football is back in St. Louis. And we purposely did this on Saturday to preempt the NFL playoffs that's going to be playing at the Armory as well. So we want just Saint, we want football fans to come out, have fun, and just be ready to party, man. That's it, Mike. Just be ready to party.
So tell me a little bit about the season. When is the official kickoff of the Battlehawks season?
So the official kickoff of the XFL is the weekend of February 18th and 19th. Our first game as the Battlehawks will be February 19th in San Antonio at 2 p.m. That's an ESPN, I believe ESPN game, but the schedule is out. So that'll be our first game. Our first three games will be away games. And then, so our first game will be February 19th. Then we follow that right back up with a Thursday night game, February the 23rd. We're going up to Seattle for that game. And so then we have another away game. And then our first home game, our home opener, will be March 12th, the weekend of 3-1-4 day. And so we want the Battlehawks' first opening home game to be the kickoff of the celebration of St. Louis and football being back in St. Louis.
Man, that is going to be so exciting. How many games are you going to play at home? How many St. Louis games are we going to have this year?
Yeah, so great question. We got 10 total games. And so we got five games down at the Dome this year. March 12th, like I said, is the first one. We're going to follow that up the next weekend with another home game. Then we're going to take, I think, 2 weeks on the road. And then we're going to play the last 3 weeks of April all at the Dome. And look, my expectation is that we're going to fill that Dome up. I think the St. Louis fans are going to come out and have a blast with us. And I'm hoping that the team will be in a position to go to the playoffs, Mike, because you know what that means? We'll get another home game if they're in the playoffs. So let's do it.
Man, that sounds really exciting. Hey, tell me this. So I know we'd love for the fans to join us on the 21st down at the Armory from noon to 3 p.m. for FanFest 23. But if they can't make it there, how can they find out some more information about how to get their tickets if they haven't got them already?
Absolutely. What they can do is they can go to XFL.com and click on the Battlehawks logo. I think they actually put the tickets on the coaches' faces. So if you click on Coach Anthony Beck's face, you might be able to get some tickets. You can also follow us on social media, you know, at XFL Battlehawks on Instagram, on Twitter. We got it's a few fan groups that are on Facebook as well. They make sure they get the right information on there. Also, if you go to XFL.com, now this is the cool thing. You go to XFL.com and you sign up for this thing called a huddle. And so once you get on there, you'll be signed up to the Battlehawks huddle and you'll get information about what's going on in St. Louis, what's going on with the team, special giveaways that we do surveys within the huddle to ask you what you want to see from tailgate to another fan event and just really cool stuff like that.
Man, I am looking forward to that. March 12th is the first game that we're going to have. How many players are going to be down at the event this weekend? How many are we expecting to have down there?
Yeah, so we're expecting to have six total players. So three offense, three defense, plus Coach Anthony Beck.
Fantastic. That is Brandon
and
Williams.
Mike, yes. And Mike, you know, I used to play too, so it's going to be seven players down there. Come on now.
That's right. So you have a former NFL career. You are also the youngest sports executive in St. Louis. So kudos to you for pulling that off, man. So I appreciate the leadership that you have shown. I know St. Louis misses football, man. They really miss football. So it is good to have the Battlehawks here. I appreciate you and the team. Looking forward to meeting Coach this weekend, seeing the players that are down there. So if folks want to bring stuff to get it signed, feel free to bring that down. It is a free event, so it's open to the public. You don't have to pay anything to get in. Stop on by January 21st, noon to 3. It is at the Armory. It is FanFest 2023 kickoff event. March 12th is the first game of the season. So, Brandon, we appreciate you spending some time tonight, and thanks for telling us all about this exciting event. And we look forward to kickoff on 3/12 here in St. Louis.
That's right. Thanks so much for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man. The Battle Hawks are back. Football back into St. Louis. Right after the Super Bowl ends, then you're going to turn around and you're going to get football all over again. Ethan is super excited about football.
Oh, yeah. You can't get away from him. There used to be the massive hangover, right, of, oh, man, Super Bowl's over, and now what do we have? You know, other sports are there, but nothing compares to football in America. And now you got more of it coming in the
That's
XFL
right.
and St. Louis. I mean, they packed out that place in 2020, and I have
they really did.
No lack of confidence that they'll do it once again here in 2023.
I definitely think they're going to do it. I know everybody is very excited about having that. So many of my friends were really into the Battle Hawks, and they were very disappointed that that didn't last. So I'm looking forward to this. I had a friend who used to always say, football season kicks off again when we have the draft, which has just taken on a whole other life of its own.
Right.
If you ever have the opportunity to go to an NFL draft, go to the draft party.
In Kansas City this year.
That is going to be huge.
I had quite a few buddies there talking about taking a trip down. So,
Man, it's an event.
Tickets aren't that expensive either.
They're not, but there's all kinds of stuff that you can do that doesn't cost anything either. So I'm one of those people that I love baseball. I love my Cardinals. I love my Blues. That's great. But for me, when football season starts, that's when sports really start. Everything else is kind of just getting me there.
And that's why we got to keep you awake during these playoff games.
I know that's sacrilege when we, you know, when we're talking about baseball here, but we'll do that. Hey, there was a county council meeting tonight for St. Louis County. You may have missed that, but you know who didn't miss it? Mark Carter. Mark Carter is the St. Louis County council member for District 7. He was there for the whole meeting. As they require you to do when you're elected to that seat. We're going to talk to him about what happened tonight and what's been going on with St. Louis County Council. It is at your service. My name is Mike Elam. Thank you for joining us tonight on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It is at your service. My name is Mike Elam, and you are listening to News Talk 1120 KMOX. Shawn Michael Lyle has joined us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
It's exciting to have you on the air with me. We didn't get a chance to do. I know you do this with Hancock on a regular basis.
Yeah, Hancock and Kelly, right?
So I'm sorry that you have to put up with those guys, but God love you for being a pro.
Well, I just told old stories of when I used to live in Hollywood and encounters with celebrities. That's really all I ever do.
Well, being with Hancock and Kelly, it's pretty much the same thing.
How's that?
I mean, it's a celebrity thing.
Yeah,
it's a lower bar in St. Louis.
Okay.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So did you know there was a St. Louis County Council meeting tonight?
Oh, yeah. I covered the County Council. I have since I got here. So
That's cruel. That is really cruel for them to do that to you.
Oh, no, actually.
It would have been worse if they would have given you St. Charles County, but they gave you St. Louis County.
I do the St. Louis County Council. I also cover a lot of the state legislature. We also have Phil Brooks, who does that as well. But I cover what happens from the floor. And, there's always rich material. And people, the next morning, sometimes can't wait to hear what they're up to and the delicious sound bites that I come up with these meetings.
A lot of times there's stories behind the story, and that's kind of what you look for. Is Mr. Harder available?
I am.
I knew Ethan said you needed a minute, so I wanted to make sure you're there. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Mark Harder, who is St. Louis County Council, District Number 7, just freshly reelected and in for another 4 years. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow.
Nice to be on your show.
I'm glad to have you. I don't know what that shh was in the middle, but
I thought that was his comment.
I did too. I thought he was saying that. There was a big noise that happened right before that. So
I think that was a round of applause, actually. That's
probably exactly what it was. Well, I'm sure you were applauding the fact that your meeting was over and you got the opportunity to actually come home. How did things go tonight at the county council meeting?
Oh, it went well. We were out of there in about an hour, which is fast for us.
That is.
And this was the first full meeting that our new chairwoman was able to conduct the meeting this evening, Shalonda Webb. And I was the vice chair, of course. And so we had about 8 speakers talking on various topics. And we dealt with a number of different things. Tonight we voted on the marijuana tax for St. Louis County going forward. So, Mike, you're going to have to, you know, fark over a few more dollars when you come to buy your stuff in St. Louis County.
You know, we're having a special meeting for that on Thursday in St. Charles County to actually take that issue up because it has to be done before, I guess it's Tuesday of next week, is when you have to have your language in for the primary or for the April election. So you're going to close out on ballot language that has to be done there. So we're actually going to have a special meeting on Thursday just to talk about this and talking about, do we earmark the money for public safety or do we just let it roll into the general fund? What did you folks do tonight?
Well, what we did is we had that same discussion offline and what we wanted to do. And County Executive Page was pushing for the money just to go into our general fund, which is basically where we need it right now because we're in a $40 million deficit position. And so every dollar would be great towards general fund, which is our largest fund. And so so we've gone that direction. Now, this will be for the full St. Louis County. It will be 3% on every sale of marijuana or related products. And then it will be up to the individual municipalities within the county to decide if they have a dispensary retail location that they can tack on another 3% if they like, or anything less on top of that as well. So if you add those two together, that's 6%, and then I believe the state is around 6%, so you're looking at 12% tax on these marijuana items.
Now, this is only on recreational marijuana, right? The medical marijuana does not get taxed at the same level, from what I understand. Is that true?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. So if somebody wants to avoid the tax, they can go get a medical exemption or card, and they can buy it for a little bit less in that case.
So the other big news that happened tonight is Manchester.
Yes, Councilman Harder, this is Sean Michael Lyle here. Did I see correctly that it looked like the council kind of fumbled the Boundary Commission appointments a little bit? Is that about right? I mean, that one failed on a 3-3 when it seemed to me that they both were supposed to, or at least Dr. Page's hope would be that they would be both held off until next week so that Councilman Trakas could be back and break the tie. Is that about right?
Well, you were very observant of that. To give the backstory, the Boundary Commission has been meeting for almost 6 months concerning an area that is unincorporated St. Louis County that lies next to the city of Manchester. And the city of Manchester proposed to annex this area into the city of Manchester. And so they started having meetings in town halls and the like to communicate the willingness to do this and to give people an opportunity to ask questions and to, you know, go over the numbers, what this is going to mean. You know, if you're living in unincorporated St. Louis County and now you want to, you know, move or be incorporated into Manchester, what that's going to mean taxation-wise and so on. That's been going on with the Boundary Commission itself, which is made up of about eight people that are appointed by both the county executive and the municipal league to serve on that committee. And so everything was going fine until about 2 weeks ago. They voted 5-3 to put it on the on a future ballot, which is what they could do. And then in the meantime, Mr. Page somehow didn't like that vote and started talking about replacing two of the affirmative votes on there with people that he wanted on there. And so that got the heckles of Manchester all aggravated because this thing had come this far. And it looked like, on the surface at least, that he was trying to interfere with that vote because they've got one more vote next week on the 24th to basically solidify the vote that they took a week or so ago. So the whole thing was, you know, shouldn't have happened, but I think we caught wind of it and were educated by the mayor and others that were there tonight about what was going on. So we voted basically to hold. We should have held both of the appointee, but one got voted down, the other one got held. But either way, it was what the city of Manchester thought would be the best thing to do at this late date.
So the one that got voted down, can he be brought back up again, or is at the next meeting?
Not normally. You would normally just come up with somebody else.
That's what I figured.
So, yes, it was fumbled by our chair a little bit on how that should go. They probably should have just held both of them until next week or the following week. But the county executive has had four vacancies that he could have appointed somebody up until this point and hadn't. And he could have influenced maybe the other vote early on, but didn't for whatever reason. So it just looked very suspicious for him to get involved in this at the very end. And all this vote was to let the people of the unincorporated area and the people of Manchester to put this on the ballot at a future date this year so that they can vote whether this area should be incorporated or not. So that was a big story tonight, and I think it will be on the news as well.
It's only going to be the people of Manchester and in that unincorporated area that vote, correct?
Correct, and it has to win 50% plus one in each section.
So it's just a simple majority
for it to go through. Simple majority for each of those areas, and if it passes, then the incorporation of those two areas, goes through. And that wouldn't happen probably till after the first of the year.
So I understand that the county executive is not in favor of Manchester expanding. Is that correct?
Correct.
Why is he against that?
That's a good question. Maybe you need to have him on your show.
I don't like him as much as I like you. You're much more fun to have on the show.
Well, he said something. Oh. He said something I know earlier to the effect of saying that it creates like these isolated islands of county land there or something. But just seeing the map, I don't see how that is the case.
No, it actually, I think it will tighten those islands up because this area, is directly, across the street from the current boundary of Manchester. So it actually makes Manchester bigger. They get the services of the people of Manchester get today, trash, police, road maintenance and such. And they could only be considered if the property is connected to the adjoining city. So they can only annex things that attach to them right now. So that this satisfy, that's the first requirement of any kind of annexation. It has to be, adjacent to the party that's asking for this.
Yeah, contiguous, basically. So, okay, well, thank you.
Contiguous, yeah. So that was satisfied early on. After that, it just became an issue of do people feel this is a good move. They feel, they're going to pay the same tax, more tax, less tax. They're going to get more services, less services. All those kind of things have been discussed in these town hall meetings for almost 6 months.
We're talking with Mark Carter, who is the vice chair of the St. Louis County Council from District 7 out in West St. Louis County. So lots of stuff going on out there. Anything else earth-shattering that's going on with the county council that you would like to break news about tonight?
Well, and not so much with the county council. I mean, we've got, as we've talked before, we got this $40 million budget deficit, and we've got to work together with the county executive. And we offered last year to put together monthly meetings to come up with solutions on how we close this gap. And hopefully a date hasn't been picked yet, but hopefully here before the month runs out, we'll have a date where a select representatives of both sides will be able to hopefully hash out some compromise somewhere on this. And but I will say the thing that I think it's a regional issue right now is crime and the car thefts that are going on in both St. Charles, St. Louis County, St. Louis City, and in the region as a whole. And so I've been a big champion of increasing police patrols in these areas that are hot targets. And so tonight was the night I'm doing a ride along with police in some of these hot areas and seeing what they do, how they do it, and try to come up with solutions on how we can make this these stats go down. What? So I'll be out this evening probably till 2 or 3 o'clock doing my ride along and being with the folks that are on the ground when it comes to these issues.
Well, I hope you have a safe evening. I hope it's something you get to see what you need to see, but you don't get involved in anything that might put you in danger. So stay safe
That's
while you're
right.
out there. I know we're going to catch up later on after the East West Gateway Council of Governments meeting at the end of the month and try to talk a little bit more about that. I know in the October meeting that we had at East West Gateway, the mayor actually brought up that she wanted to do a crime summit. And I know the rest of us kind of looked at her like, wow, where have you been? But thanks for joining us. Everybody else was on board with that. So her bringing that up as an at-large issue that wasn't on the agenda that day was kind of surprising to everybody. But I think it just speaks to the fact of there is a problem and everyone in the region realizes this is not just a city problem anymore. It is now a regional problem. And if we don't address it, it's only going to get worse. Yeah, so.
And St. Louis County, of course, with the new communications center and everything, is getting more tools to actually be a big part of a regional effort towards addressing that problem. So the tools are being created and being put in place.
Right. And unfortunately, with a lot of these tools, it takes a long time to spin them up into actual use. And so we got to figure out how we're going to get through the next, 2 to 3, maybe 4 years before we're at full complement. And also to get more police. And we need people that are willing to step up and take that as a career objective and to be part of our police forces in all areas, not just St. Louis County, but the city and in the surrounding areas. It's the number one problem right now, and it's keeping businesses away from the area. It's downgrading people's lifestyles and where they want to live. It's a root of a lot of different evils in our community, and we've got to hit it head on. And I think the time of talking about this is over. We just need more action, and we need people that are willing to put on the uniform and the badge and the coat and make it happen out here in the suburbs as well as in the city.
We were talking with Jane Duker last hour, and Jane was telling us about in 2022, the St. Louis Police Force actually had a net loss of 150 officers that they were down. So it's a problem that just continues to expand because we're seeing fewer and fewer people get into law enforcement like you were talking about. And we've been talking about that as we were going through the budget process in St. Charles County Council and talking with our officers about putting together attractive packages to try and keep them. It's hard enough to get officers out on the street. It's even harder to get officers to work in the correctional facilities. Working in the jails is even more of a challenge. It's something that we're all going to have to work together to address. I appreciate you and the regional approach that you're doing. I wish you the very best tonight. I hope you have a great evening, but I hope you stay safe. And we look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Yeah, I'd like to get back on and maybe talk about, if there was some excitement tonight, we can talk about that and see what that looks like. But when you're sitting down with your council and putting those packages together, don't make them too attractive because we don't want to lose any of our policemen from St. Louis County any more than we have to. So don't be too attractive.
I know you're only halfway joking, but it's really a problem that we as a region have kind of created.
Bidding wars for police officers and deputies.
Yes. It's a real thing. It really is, to where every time somebody gives their police force a raise, someone else has to give their police force a raise. And then before long, the people who started giving the raise are back at the bottom of the poll again. And you start the whole process over again. So we're hoping that we may be able to find something besides just financial compensation. I mean, obviously that has to be part of it, but is there something else that we can do to help improve the lifestyle? Like one of the things that Jane was talking about in the city, these officers, because they are so shorthanded, are having to do mandatory overtime, and you're just burning these guys out who are, and ladies, not meaning to be sexist there, but burning our officers out because they're having to do all this mandatory overtime to keep the streets safe. And it's already a tough challenge. Well,
but then there's also with St. Charles County and Jefferson County, I know that the law enforcement there, the support that they get from the community and from the political leaders, that's worth its weight in gold. So just knowing that the community and your political leaders have your back, that counts for an awful lot.
It's big, and I think, Mark, you going out and doing what you're doing tonight really speaks volumes to the officers of you wanting to understand the role that they're in and taking the time to actually be out there and ride along and just see firsthand what they're facing while they're out there. So, again, we appreciate you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, the times I've done it, and if there's any public officials at any level listening here tonight, I would encourage them to do what I'm doing, because it does mean a lot to these folks to have citizens and have elected officials. Maybe they don't ride along, but maybe they come for the briefing. Maybe they come and, give them a thumbs up, whatever. But I think any of that is makes their job just that much more easy, and you know, and helps with the stress level, and to know that that somebody's got their six.
I think that's a really important point. That is Mark Carter. He is the vice chair of St. Louis County Council over in District 7. Mark, be safe tonight, and thanks again for coming on.
Okay, we'll see you guys later.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. It's been a fun evening. There's been all kinds of stuff that we've kind of covered tonight, and we'll move on with that and do a little bit more. Can you stick around for a little bit?
If you need me to, sure.
So I always need help. Have you not seen that already? Come on. You were here last Tuesday. You saw this happened. You're listening to At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. That is Sean Michael Lyle, who was sitting in with us for a little bit, and you are listening to News Talk 1120 KMOX. You got to love it when you can R-O-C-K in the USA. That's just how it works. I think I was in college when this song came out. You got to love John Mellencamp, though. Hey, it's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. Sitting in with Sean Michael Lyle is with us today. How are you, sir?
I'm good. John Mellencamp, good Midwestern rock.
That's right. You got to love an Indiana boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know who you don't have to necessarily love?
Who?
Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Well, I don't know her because, and I don't think anyone really knows her because we only know Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House spokeswoman, when she's under this terrible stress.
Yes.
You know, every day is her worst possible day.
I just made a note that I put her, KJP, worst job ever. She has got to have the worst job ever, especially when the Biden people have put themselves in the box that they've kind of put themselves in, right? So when documents were found with Donald Trump, they just found all the worst things that they could possibly say about having classified documents or top secret documents. This is how horrible of a person that you are personally for having these documents. And everybody jumped on the bus with that. And then, oh, wait, we yes. have them too.
And she was saying that, well, but, you know, it's under control and this is the circumstances, and didn't realize that as she was saying that, that more documents had been found. And they were saying, wait a minute. You were telling us this, and there were more documents, and she says, I just found out about that Friday, and then she finally said what she should have said on her first day of the job, and that is, we are not going to comment about this.
Three different locations, or three different days last week, they found more documents, more documents, more documents. I was joking, I was on Glover yesterday afternoon, and I was joking about the fact of this writes a Saturday Night Live script. Like, there's got to be a Saturday Night Live skit that they do of having somebody over to the house, and everywhere you go throughout the house, there's another top secret document just sitting around. Oh, sorry, I'm out of coasters. Go ahead and use this classified document right here.
Right.
Hunter, could you bring that in?
No, we're out of toilet paper. Here,
This is just it. Don't worry about that Ukrainian type. It's fine. It's going to be
good. Well, the real of course, of that is the Penn Biden Institute.
Yes.
And that is, you know, the documents there. And, you know, Penn, the university, which owns it and runs it, getting that $14 million Chinese anonymous donation.
Right.
So here you have this school that gets this huge amount of money from China. And by the way, they're in control of classified documents and nobody seems to know who saw them. And that's where we really have a problem is right there.
I think we're going to learn, and the phrase you're going to hear a lot over the next few months is chain of custody. And no one really knows who had access to these documents. They were definitely not secure. And I would argue that neither one of them were. Whether you're talking about Trump or you're talking about you know, Biden, everybody wants to parse them, right? Well, the Trump is worse because of this. No, Biden's worse because of this. I would say they were both bad to a point. However, and this is another point that I had heard someone else make along the line. If you go back and look at all of the presidents when they have left, some of them, almost all of them, have taken some documents with them.
Yes.
We just found out about these.
Right.
Now, there's an old expression that said, just because it's new to you doesn't mean it's new. And I think that's kind of where we're sitting right now.
Well, and the thing with President Trump, too, is also that the National Archive knew that he had them.
Right.
and forever. And so it wasn't like there's some surprise, some shock.
And they knew where they were.
And they knew where they were.
The Secret Service had shown up and the FBI showed up
to come get them because they were negotiating to sending them back. So that's what that was about. But they knew what was there. They knew who had them. They knew where they were. And they're not popping up like flowers.
They even suggested the lock, that they knew exactly where they were at Mar-a-Lago. And when they went and checked them out the first time, they said, okay, well, we see that they're here. We agree that they're here, but we don't think they're secure enough. This is the type of lock we would like for you to use. So they gave them that. So when they came back and did the whole raid, that's the part that I'm like, why? Why did you need to do that? You knew exactly where they were. You had already seen them. You had parsed through all of them. There was no question about what was there. The Biden stuff is interesting because no one seems to know what is there. They were taken 6 years ago because he was vice president, right, not president. Now you've got the whole parsing of, well, Trump could declassify them because he was the president. Biden can't declassify them because he was the vice president. And he can't declassify them now that he is for when they were.
Right. Yes,
you
exactly.
Can't go back and redo that. So anyway, I come back to the fact that she has the worst job ever. And I feel badly for her.
But. Yes. And there is no, because they go on to either go Fox News if they're Republican, CNN if they're Democrat, write books or things like that. She gives that Marsha sound every day.
She
and
may
poor
wanna,
woman.
She may want to just go out on a desert island somewhere and drink herself into a calm evening. So speaking of evening, we're about to wrap this evening up on the other side. My name is Mike Elam. That is Sean Michael Lyle. This is At Your Service, and you are listening to KMOX. Well, it's been a fun evening at Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out tonight and letting us be a little part of your evening. Thanks to everybody who has been on with us tonight. Tom O'Keefe, who was a box office manager with the Family Arena, teaching us about how to buy concert tickets. That was fun. Ed Akers and all the stuff that's going on with Local 636. Their 90s night party is coming up. It's already sold out. Otherwise, I would tell you how to buy tickets. So I guess, to use Tom's analogy, you should Google it, and then maybe you'll find the tickets on a third-party site.
Yeah, that's about all you got
That's it. Or find somebody that you can do it. Thanks to Jane Duker for talking about the police situation in the city of St. Louis. She works very closely with police departments in the county and the city. And, it's just a challenge that we're going to have to figure out at some point. But something to be exciting about, the Battlehawks are back. They get the big fan kickoff that is going on the 21st, and that is over at the Armory. It's going to be from noon until 3. You can go check that out. Thanks to Brandon Williams, the Vice President of Operations for the Battlehawks, for spending some time with us and talking about that tonight. And Mark Carter is going to be out and about with some of our local law enforcement officials doing a ride-along tonight. He is the new vice chair of St. Louis County Council. He is the council member who is over District 7. They had a big discussion tonight about Manchester doing a bit of expansion, and the county executive doesn't want that expansion to go through, but looks like it's going to go to the voters, and the voters are going to get to decide on that coming up on the April ballot. So it's been a full evening of having everybody on, talking about all kinds of stuff. Thanks to Sean Michael Lyle for sitting in with us for a little bit, discussing stuff. Thanks very much to Ethan for making sure that we're keeping the wheels on the bus.
My pleasure.
See, that it's a bigger challenge than what you thought. Gary did a nice job of assisting. Thank you very much. There you go. He was all excited, and it's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Am I on?
Very quickly. So very, very well said, Gary. Okay. That's exactly how I would have put it, too. Hey, my name is Mike Elam. We appreciate you spending some time with us tonight on At Your Service. Have a great week. We'll talk to you very soon on News Talk 1120 KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Come on. You were here last Tuesday. You saw this happened. You're listening to At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. That is Sean Michael Lyle, who was sitting in with us for a little bit. And you are listening to News Talk 1120 KMOX. You got to love it when you can ROCK in the USA. That's just how it works. I think I was in college when this song came out. You got to love John Mellencamp, though. Hey, it's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. Sitting in with Sean Michael Lyle is with us today. How are you, sir?
I'm good. John Mellencamp, good Midwestern rock.
That's right. You got to love an Indiana boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know who you don't have to necessarily love?
Who?
Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Well, I don't know her because, and I don't think anyone really knows her because we only know Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House spokeswoman, when she's under this terrible stress.
Yes.
You know, every day is her worst possible day.
I just made a note that I put her, KJP, worst job ever. She has got to have the worst job ever, especially when the Biden people have put themselves in the box that they've kind of put themselves in, right? So when documents were found with Donald Trump, they just found all the worst things that they could possibly say about having classified documents or top secret documents. This is how horrible of a person that you are personally for having these documents. And everybody jumped on the bus with that. And then, oh, wait, we yes. have them too.
And she was saying that, well, but, you know, it's under control and this is the circumstances, and didn't realize that as she was saying that more documents had been found. And they were saying, wait a minute. You were telling us this, and there were more documents, and she says, I just found out about that Friday, and then she finally said what she should have said on her first day of the job, and that is, we are not going to comment about this.
Three different locations, or three different days last week, they found more documents, more documents. I was joking. I was on Glover yesterday afternoon, and I was joking about the fact of this writes a Saturday Night Live script. Like, there's got to be a Saturday Night Live skit that they do of having somebody over to the house, and everywhere you go throughout the house, there's another top secret document just sitting around. Oh, sorry, I'm out of coasters. Go ahead and use this classified document right here.
Right.
Hunter, could you bring that in?
No, we're out of toilet paper. Here, we've got this.
Don't worry about that Ukrainian type. It's fine. It's going to be good.
Well, the real, of course, of that is the Penn Biden Institute.
Yes.
And that is, you know, the documents there. And, you know, Penn, the university which owns it and runs it, getting that $14 million Chinese anonymous donation.
Right.
So here you have this school that gets this huge amount of money from China. And by the way, they're in control of classified documents and nobody seems to know who saw them. And that's where we really have a problem is
well,
right there.
I think we're going to learn, and the phrase you're going to hear a lot over the next few months is chain of custody. And no one really knows who had access to these documents. They were definitely not secure. And I would argue that neither one of them were. Whether you're talking about Trump or you're talking about you know, Biden, everybody wants to parse them, right? Well, the Trump is worse because of this. No, Biden's worse because of this. I would say they were both bad to a point. However, and this is another point that I had heard someone else make along the line. If you go back and look at all of the presidents when they have left, some of them, almost all of them, have taken some documents with them.
Yes.
We just found out about these.
Right.
Now, there's an old expression that said, just because it's new to you doesn't mean it's new. And I think that's kind of where we're sitting right now.
Well, and the thing with President Trump, too, is also that the National Archive knew that he had them.
Right.
And forever. And so it wasn't like there's some surprise, some shock.
And they knew where they were.
And they knew where they were.
The Secret Service had shown up and the FBI showed up
to come get them because they were negotiating to sending them back. So that's what that was about. But they knew what was there. They knew who had them. They knew where they were. And they're not popping up like flowers.
They even suggested the lock. That they knew exactly where they were at Mar-a-Lago, and when they went and checked them out the first time, they said, okay, well, we see that they're here. We agree that they're here, but we don't think they're secure enough. This is the type of lock we would like for you to use. So they gave them that. So when they came back and did the whole raid, that's the part that I'm like, why? Why did you need to do that? You knew exactly where they were. You had already seen them. You had parsed through all of them. There was no question about what was there. The Biden stuff is interesting because no one seems to know what is there. They were taken 6 years ago because he was vice president,
right.
Not president. Now you've got the whole parsing of, well, Trump could declassify them because he was the president. Biden can't declassify them because he was the vice president. And he can't declassify them now that he is for when they were.
Right. Yes,
you
exactly.
Can't go back and redo that. So anyway, I come back to the fact that she has the worst job ever. And I feel badly for her.
Yes. But, and there is no, because they go on to either go Fox News if they're Republican, CNN if they're Democrat, write books or things like that. She gives that Marsha sound every day.
She
and
may
poor
wanna,
woman.
She may want to just go out on a desert island somewhere and drink herself into a calm evening. So speaking of evening, we're about to wrap this evening up on the other side. My name is Mike Elam. That is Sean Michael Lyle. This is At Your Service, and you are listening to KMOX. Well, it's been a fun evening at Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out tonight and letting us be a little part of your evening. Thanks to everybody who has been on with us tonight. Tom O'Keefe, who was a box office manager with the Family Arena, teaching us about how to buy concert tickets. That was fun. Ed Akers and all the stuff that's going on with Local 636, their 90s night party is coming up. It's already sold out. Otherwise, I would tell you how to buy tickets. So I guess, to use Tom's analogy, you should Google it, and then maybe you'll find the tickets on a third-party site.
Yeah, that's about all you got
well,
right
that's
now.
About it. That's it. Or find somebody that you can do it. Thanks to Jane Duker for talking about the police situation in the city of St. Louis. She works very closely with police departments in the county and the city. And, man, it's just a challenge that we're going to have to figure out at some point. But something to be exciting about, the Battle Hawks are back. They got the big fan kickoff that is going on the 21st, and that is over at the Armory. It's going to be from noon until 3. You can go check that out. Thanks to Brandon Williams, the Vice President of Operations for the Battle Hawks, for spending some time with us and talking about that tonight. And Mark Harder is going to be out and about with some of our local law enforcement officials doing a ride-along tonight. He is the new vice chair of St. Louis County Council. He is the council member who is over District 7. They had a big discussion tonight about Manchester doing a bit of expansion, and the county executive doesn't want that expansion to go through, but looks like it's going to go to the voters, and the voters are going to get to decide on that coming up on the April ballot. So it's been a full evening of having everybody on, talking about all kinds of stuff. Thanks to Shawn Michael Lyle for sitting in with us for a little bit, discussing stuff. Thanks very much to Ethan for making sure that we're keeping the wheels on the bus.
My pleasure.
See, that it's a bigger challenge than what you thought. Gary did a nice job of assisting. Thank you very much. There you go. He was all excited, and it's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Am I on?
Very quickly. So very, very well said, Gary. Okay. That's exactly how I would have put it, too. Hey, my name is Mike Elam. We appreciate you spending some time with us tonight on At Your Service. Have a great week. We'll talk to you very soon on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Well, it's been a fun evening at Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out tonight and letting us be a little part of your evening. Thanks to everybody who has been on with us tonight. Tom O'Keefe, who was the box office manager with the Family Arena, teaching us about how to buy concert tickets. That was fun. Ed Akers and all the stuff that's going on with Local 636. Their 90s night party is coming up. It's already sold out. Otherwise, I would tell you how to buy tickets. So I guess, to use Tom's analogy, you should Google it, and then maybe you'll find the tickets on a third-party site.
Yeah, that's about all you got
well,
right
that's
now.
About it. That's it. Or find somebody that you can do it. Thanks to Jane Duker for talking about the police situation in the city of St. Louis. She works very closely with police departments in the county and the city. And, man, it's just a challenge that we're going to have to figure out at some point. But something to be exciting about, the Battle Hawks are back. They got the big fan kickoff that is going on the 21st, and that is over at the Armory. It's going to be from noon until 3. You can go check that out. Thanks to Brandon Williams, the Vice President of Operations for the Battle Hawks, for spending some time with us and talking about that tonight. And Mark Harder is going to be out and about with some of our local law enforcement officials doing a ride-along tonight. He is the new vice chair of St. Louis County Council. He is the council member who is over District 7. They had a big discussion tonight about Manchester doing a bit of expansion, and the county executive doesn't want that expansion to go through, but looks like it's going to go to the voters, and the voters are going to get to decide on that coming up on the April ballot. So it's been a full evening of having everybody on, talking about all kinds of stuff. Thanks to Shawn Michael Lyle for sitting in with us for a little bit, discussing stuff. Thanks very much to Ethan for making sure that we're keeping the wheels on the bus.
My pleasure.
See, that it's a bigger challenge than what you thought. Gary did a nice job of assisting. Thank you very much. There you go. He was all excited, and it's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Am I on?
Very quickly. So very, very well said, Gary.
Okay.
That's exactly how I would have put it, too. Hey, my name is Mike Elam. We appreciate you spending some time with us tonight on At Your Service. Have a great week. We'll talk to you very soon on News Talk 1120 KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.